Hello. Welcome to the blog. This blog is about how to delegate better. How can I better delegate? Delegation is the art of entrusting a task to another. Delegation is a vital skill for you to master, especially if you are a manager or a leader. Delegation is a vital skill because you cannot do it all. You cannot do it all because you don't have the time, the energy, or the knowledge to allow you to do it all. And even if you did, you should still delegate some tasks as a means of training others and developing their range of skills. As a leader or manager, you need to know about delegation. As a non-leader manager, you need to know something about delegation skills because you are the one to whom the tasks are being delegated. And if the tasks are being delegated in the wrong way, to the wrong people, then the delegator is setting up the delegatee to fail. And when the delegatee fails, the delegator will blame him or her for the failure, when the fault was really in the form of the delegation. So delegation is important for everyone. Here are 6 rules for proper delegation. Rule 1. Delegate for the right reasons only. There are good reasons to delegate, and there are bad reasons to delegate. Here are the good reasons. Delegation of lower value tasks allows you to continue with the higher value tasks. The person is the best person for the task. That person has the talent for that task. The person would benefit from tackling the delegated task, as the task would give him valuable experience. Delegating the tasks may be used to distribute the workload equally across the whole team. Balance the workload across the whole team. There are also bad reasons to delegate. Here are some of the bad reasons. Revenge. Laziness. As a demonstration of your authority. The point is this: delegate only for the right reasons. Rule 2. Delegate using only specific language. When describing the task to be done, use only specific language. Don't use vague, general, or ambiguous language. Don't give instructions using ambiguous language. Instead, define your terms. Give precise definitions. If possible, quantify your description by including numerical values. So instead of saying, "Would you please do some sales calls for me this afternoon?" you would say, "Would you please make 20 sales calls for me between lunchtime and 4:30 p.m. finish?" Rule 3. Agree a feedback method. When a task is delegated, you must agree a means of checking the degree of progress being made. When a task is delegated to a particular individual, then that individual will make good progress or not make good progress, or make no progress at all, or mess it up. And the person delegating needs to know which one of these 4 options is actually happening. Therefore, the delegator needs to agree a method by which he/she can measure progress. This we call the feedback method. The feedback method is the method by which information relating to the amount of progress being made can be communicated to the delegator. This must be agreed between the delegator and the delegatee. Rule 4. The delegatee must have the relevant skills and knowledge. The person to whom the task is being delegated must have the relevant skills, knowledge, and abilities that are consistent with the goal. If the delegatee does not have the proper skills, then obviously the situation is precarious, and the task is likely to fail. Please ensure that the right task is being given to the right person. Rule 5. All practical constraints that may prevent the successful completion of the task must be identified and taken into consideration. If the person has the proper skills, he, she may still fail, because there may be certain external factors that are stopping the successful completion of the task. We call these negative external factors constraints. Constraints are defined here as limitations that you cannot change. We are all under a set of constraints, limitations that you cannot change. It is vital that all constraints are identified and taken into account in the planning of the deadline. Rule 6. Agree a deadline. The deadline is the time by which the task should be completed. The deadline should be discussed and agreed. Both the delegator and the delegatee should haggle over what represents a reasonable deadline. If too much time is given over to this task, the person doing the task becomes inefficient. If too little time is given over to this task, the task is not done to the proper standard, and the person becomes inefficient. Therefore, the deadline must be just right. Not too long, not too short. But what constitutes the just right amount of time? That is exactly what needs to be thrashed out and agreed. The deadline should be agreed and made explicit. A specific time and date should be allocated to the task, or to the next feedback session. Summary. Delegation is the act of entrusting a task to another. Delegation is important, because nobody can, or should, do it all. Delegation should be done only for the right reasons. Delegation should be done in the right way. The right way means according to the following rules. Delegate using specific language. Agree a feedback method. The delegatee must have the relevant skills and knowledge. All practical constraints that may prevent the successful completion of the task must be identified and taken into consideration. Agree a proper and specific deadline. Do all these things, and then everything will go well for you. Thank you.